It is. Wait a minute. It is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, covering a lot of different topics of interest in the Umpqua Valley. And today we want to go back to a topic we hit a couple years ago about a mural project out at Douglas High School. Joseph Ziegler and Capri Moore in. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Yeah,
yes, thank
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
And I guess, first of all, Capri, you could probably really shed some light on this mural and why it's significant to alumni of the school.
Well, this beautiful mural was built in 1953 with all kinds of meanings behind it for all kinds of different people. It stood on the school grounds for years. A lot of alumni have connected with it. A lot of students from other countries, as we had foreign exchange students might come in and they'd see it and comment on it. So it just means a lot of things to a lot of different people.
So explain what's on the mural.
Oh, what isn't on the mural? There's a side with two hands shaking, a power, you know, the symbol for peace for sure. And one, the other side has some religious symbols for the different religions. And then there's different meanings of, there's trees that mean certain things, and there's a star, and it's a mural. It's full of all kinds of different colors and meanings.
And how did it get created? What do you know about what happened at the front end?
Well, the story that we've been researched and been told is that it was created by three U of O students in 1953. They created this 70 years ago already, and they just felt real strong about sharing it with the students here in our area, and so they built it for us.
So, Joseph, what do you remember about the mural during your time in high school?
Yeah, so I graduated back in 2005, so almost 20 years ago. And back when I saw this wall, I didn't really know what the meanings were at the time, you know, until I researched the wall maybe about 4 years ago. But I know that when I saw this wall, it had a lot of meaning, the peace and diversity and, you know, equality. And so I knew it, like, at least at the time when I went to school there, it just, you know, what they say, a picture has 1,000 words, right?
Yeah.
And that's what this mural had. And I knew that at the time, of course. So I know, like, when I went there, I knew that it had a lot of meaning. It just felt so comfortable to be near it because I knew that it meant, again, this diversity, this peace, this understanding for humanity.
You know, from looking at the pictures of it, it's interesting that it was made in the 50s because it's really got more of like a 60s, 70s feel to
yes,
it.
Yes,
right.
Yes, it does. These students.
And I was surprised that it went actually that far back, so that was kind of intriguing as well.
Yeah.
Now, let's move forward to 2022. And as Douglas High School was getting ready to go through a project of being, I guess, partially rebuilt is maybe the best way to put it, with a couple new buildings and other things going on. At that point, the mural had originally been scheduled for demolition. What happened then?
Wow. Well, there was a few of us that heard about it is what happened. And we checked with the school district and they said, no, we don't have any plans. We don't have any budget to save it. It's going to be, you know, it's going to go. And well, we grabbed a hold of it and said, no, we can't let this happen. Luckily, we were able to get a hold of Kinhale Construction with his big truck and a crane. And 6 days later, it was up and off. And it's been sitting since then waiting to go back home.
So there was a process then to get, I would imagine, the board to buy into keeping that. Joseph, what could you say about that?
Yes, I wasn't really in the early conversations as part of this wall. I just joined probably last year, back when David Vandermark was also part of this project. But my understanding was that the board, we had the committee here had to agree upon, you know, the placement of the wall, how it was positioned, what locations of the school where it was suitable for this wall. And finally, we came to an agreement where the wall would come in the front lawn between, I believe, the two oak trees.
Right. Yep. Right between those two beautiful trees. Yeah.
Right. And this is going from north to south instead of east to west.
And obviously, putting a mural back up. I mean, this is large. I don't even know how many feet is this.
It's 21 feet long, and it weighs 44,000
yeah,
pounds.
Yeah, 44,000.
44,000.
It's a heavy wall.
Yeah, you can't push it over. But yeah, it's.
So this is in some kind of concrete or.
Yeah, it's all it's concrete rebar, and then the front of it, front and back are tiles.
Well, that changes the complexity all at once, doesn't it?
Does.
Because I think sometimes you say, a sign, a mural.
Right. Yeah. Hammer it in the ground. There you go.
They look so nice on the wall, those murals. You know, they're so nice and square, small. Right.
So this requires a lot. You know, you can't just park it in and grab your hammer and
put
it back.
Right.
No. Because there's guys that would try that. Trust me. You know, we want it done. They try it.
And there's people like me who would just stare at it and go, I have no idea.
Right. I know that type too. Yeah.
This is not at all in my skill set. I would actually do what you guys are doing. I would find people to write checks
right.
to make this happen. So where is the mural now?
It's been on a trailer since 22. And luckily, a kind alumni from Douglas High, Ken Hale, has let us have it sit there for all this time for very little cost. Again, he's an alumni. He wants it off his trailer now and back on the grounds, but he has been a huge help. He's the one that grabbed the crane and grabbed the day that they moved it. It was amazing how, you know, he was there. And so now it's on this trailer. He'd like his trailer back. We're trying to get there.
And, of course, doing that itself was probably, obviously, if he's a professional, knows how to do this, but even a lot of people in the industry, it's kind of a big thing to tackle.
Oh, yeah. I think he did it in, 4 days? Or didn't he? Yeah. He only had a limited amount of time to get this wall out of the ground, onto the trailer, and onto his private property, and I think it was only 4 days.
Right.
And because of everything that was going on, you had to get it off of the grounds of the high school.
Right.
So it wasn't in the way or even inadvertently got damaged during that project.
No, very little damage. There's a few little tiles that have come loose. But no, remarkably enough, it went solid. It's been sitting solid. It's huge on a trailer. People drive by all the time, and I'm sure they go, what in the world?
What is that?
Who? You know, because it's huge. But not very little damage. We're very thankful for that.
So now, you said the location for it to go to has been figured out.
Mm-hmm.
What are the snags that your group has kind of run into?
Well, we have been planning this for years, and we got some bids a few years ago and raised the money, had the money, we're ready to go. It's 2 years later. Things have gone up in cost. We understand, you know, they're making a living just like everybody else, and so we've run against the lack of the funds we need to finish it. We've got our contractors. We've got our irrigation crew.
Right.
I sure hope we.
Yeah, irrigation is number one.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And but right now, when you're doing things with the school, you have to have all the funds up front before you put the first nail or first shovel in the ground. And so that's what we're trying to do.
Our goal at first was just getting it out of the ground and putting on the trailer and saving that wall. The putting it in the ground, we weren't really concerned about, at least for me. I wasn't really concerned about the putting it in the ground just yet. I really wanted to just get out of the ground, save the wall, and worry about the putting it in the ground later when that time came after the remodel was finished.
Yeah, and now it's here.
And we're going to talk more about it when we come back. The interview will be a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Lars Larson coming up at 1 o'clock. And on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County, we're to talk to Nick Smith of the American Forest Resource Council regarding an old growth amendment and the reaction of his organization to what is going on from the federal level. We're talking about redoing, essentially finishing a project out at Douglas High School, getting a mural that was built over 70 years ago back into the ground out at Douglas. Joseph Ziegler and Capri Moore, both from Douglas High School as alumni, though I guess you were there at different times.
Yeah, just a little bit. I'm from the class of 1975, so...
I wasn't born yet.
Yeah. You weren't even thought of, yeah.
Now, and Joseph, I know that you lived out of the area for a number of years, came back a couple of years ago, right?
Yes. So I moved to California right after I graduated from OIT back in 2013. And then 10 years later, in 2021, I moved back to the Roseburg area where I was able to work remotely.
And so essentially, you're one of those people that's working here, but... not working here.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I work for a company in San Francisco.
And as you got involved with this, talk about what you've heard from alumni over the years about, you know, the significance of this.
Yeah, so I think it was like 75% of the alumni were totally, you know, they're total, or maybe it was 90%. I don't know the percentage, but a lot of people really wanted this wall back. All of them, you know, as well as ourselves, we feel the same way. This wall has meaning to them. If you're a visitor, if you were a student, you knew about this wall when you went on campus because you saw it right then and there, and you knew that it had meaning. And that's the exact same way we feel now with us, the alumni, the previous visitors. They all would like to see that back where it belongs on that school property where it once stood.
And Capri, do you have a timeline that you're kind of hoping for?
Well, as I mentioned, this mural has been sitting on a trailer for many years. We'd love to be done the end of July. We'd like to be able to say, you know, it's been fun. See you next month. Let's do something else.
Yes.
But that's really our timeline. And so we're like, 5 weeks out? And construction takes... a big chunk of that, you know, cement has to sit and settle, and then here comes this next piece. And so, yeah, we're under a crunch, but we have faith we can get it done. Yeah. And that's why we're here talking a little bit more about it, letting alumni know that, you know, we just need a little more help. Every little bit's going to help, you know. $10, you get 100 people with $10, there you go, you know. You got a nice big chunk coming from Social Security. Ha ha. Put it in there, you know. But just trying to, you know, keep it alive. Keep it where it belongs, back at the school.
Well, and I would imagine as well, once this is a lot easier dealt with during the drier time of the year before we get into the fall rains, which poses a bunch of other things, which even if you can continue working, will cost more money.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Time is money. You know, we always heard that. And this is when you find out.
Yes.
Time is money.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Joseph, for people that are alumni or longtime residents or just interested in all of this, how do they get connected in to make a contribution?
Yeah. So if you do want to make a contribution, there is healthywinston.org. And then on the upper right corner, there is a little alumni button. So if you want to click on that. There is information about the wall. There's some pictures there. And then there is a donation link at the bottom of the page.
And so essentially you'd be doing that online, right?
Yes.
Right.
So
right.
Is there an option, too, if you want to, for the people that still mail the good old-fashioned check that some people don't know what that is?
Yeah, there's a post office box that they can mail it to in Winston. We have some assistance with that. It would be post office box 2613. In Winston, Oregon, 97496. And we do have a tax ID number. If people need it, we can certainly, you know, furnish that for you. But we do need, when you make your donation, we'd like you to put DHS mural, you know, down there where it says memo or for, right there in the corner. So it goes to the right project.
And again, you're trying to really get this wrapped up fairly soon, which needs a lot of people to act quickly.
Yes, yeah, the sooner the better. And again, everything helps. Anything helps. And just, you can either mail it or, like he said, healthywinston.org, and the alumni button, you can find it that way if it's easier online.
Yeah. And we are mentioning, though, too, with the visitors, or not the visitor, I'm sorry, the donators, that we are putting their name on a plaque as well if you do donate as their thank you. So we're going to put that plaque near the wall as well.
Back as the Douglas High folks were working on the demolition, the construction project, all of this, how close did this get to just sort of getting out of somebody's sight before they went, wait a second, they're not going to keep this. Whoa, hold on. How close did it get? Any idea?
Pretty close. I want to say within a week. Well, because like Joseph said, we had 4 days to move it. 4 days to find a crane and a trailer and somebody to drive it. And where are we going to put it?
Yeah.
Dig it up. Who's going to? So I don't think they had a lot of time. You know, I wasn't part of it until probably a couple months into the project when they had moved it. Then I jumped in, and so I wouldn't be able to say an exact timeline, but probably not a lot of time.
Well, and I know, you know, there are things historically, you know, I think about other things in any community that I've been in where sometimes folks are just doing their job, doing it well, working on a project, but if their background, you know, is newer to the area, they don't realize the historical aspect of some of this. I was touring somebody around Roseburg last week trying to explain the Roseburg Blast, which they were from back east and they'd never heard of it.
Right.
And so, you know, factors like that come in where you're just working on your construction project and then somebody says, no, we don't want to get rid of that.
Yeah.
And you hadn't been planning to do that.
Right. Yeah, it was incredible that we were able to move it and save it, and now it's just time to take it back. We want to do it by the end of July. That way the school has plenty of time to, you know, get organized for next year, too. We don't want to be bumping heads. We want to be done with our project. So that's our goal.
Well, and I know the school districts, any of them, you know, there's a lot of projects that they get done during the summer when there aren't kids there, because whatever age group it is, that just complicates the process with where you have vehicles located at and all that kind of thing.
Right. So it's all got to be coordinated, just like the construction crew and this crew. And, you know, it's amazing what you learn when you step into a project like this, you know, about the rebar. Is that right? Did I say it right? Rebar.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got to have, really? Okay.
Yeah, the footing.
That's got to be in right after this. And
So
it's been quite a project, but we're just so close. So close.
Yeah, I guess I could say easily that none of us in this room are construction professionals.
Definitely not.
What was the first hint? Yeah.
Exactly. And so you've got the folks that are trying to help you out, and the time frame, though, is really tight. So, again, Joseph, give folks that address.
Oh, he's referring to the donation.
Right.
Yes, so donation, mail to WACP Mural Project, P.O. Box 2613, Winston, Oregon 97496. And make sure that if you do donate, write in the memo line, DHS Mural.
And what's the website people can go to do it online?
Yes, you can go to www.healthywinston.org. And then in the upper right corner, there is the alumni button.
All right, Capri Moore, Joseph Ziegler, thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Yes, thank you
for having us.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.